24. So this will work. You ought to let it work in your life. But it'll work in your business, work in your family. It'll help you. If you listen to what I'm saying today, I'm guaranteeing it. Money back guarantee today. If you listen, your life will be better off for it. And this is one sermon. Sometimes I get up here and I preach things and y'all can see it. You can see that I'm struggling because I'm preaching something that I'm having a hard time living. Amen? That's the way it is. I have a hard time doing this one, but I do want to say this. This is something about 4.5 years ago that the Lord started helping me to do. It was 5 years ago, actually. 5 years ago, time started mattering more to me than it ever mattered before. And so I started living more in a 24-hour capsule every day. Okay? People ask me to go out and eat breakfast with them sometime. Here's the answer. No. Why? Because I eat breakfast with joy every day. It's just the way it is. Now cut off your cell phone. This ain't going to be no good day for cell phones. I'm telling you that right now. Just turn them off. And by the way, don't talk on the cell phone and serve. You got to answer, go out somewhere. That's distracting to people. Amen, especially to the preacher. All right, but now listen. So I don't eat breakfast with other people. I eat breakfast with joy every day. You might say, well, that sounds selfish. Great, live your life the way you want to. She's the love of my life. I want to eat breakfast with her every day. Sleep with her at night. We get up in the morning. We get dressed. We get together. We go eat. We read the paper. We hang out like that during that time. Why? Because I don't know if I've got tomorrow to eat breakfast with her. See, I just don't know that. Maybe you've got it all figured out. I just don't know I have tomorrow to eat breakfast with joy. And so that's why I eat with her. And you know if something, and she hates it when I say this, but if I were to die sometime this week, I want it to be said that she could say, I ate breakfast with him this morning. That's what I want her to be able to say. I used to not tell my kids I love them every day. I love them. I try to tell them I love them. But I make a conscious effort now to tell my children every day. And that's hard with Mitch at school. Crazy man won't answer his phone. Gets on my nerves. Man, I had to knock him out nearly this week. And I start to be concerned. You know what I mean? As parents, kids, talk to your parents. We're going crazy, okay? All right? Especially when you get in college, Thomas. Are you hearing me? There's email, there's other things. But why do I tell my kids every day I love them? Because if something happens to me, I want them to remember the last thing he said to me was, I love you. Amen? Amen. That's called a living life as if it could be your last day. That's not a bad thing. So we're starting a series called 24. I thought it would be one message maybe when we were thinking, Raj. But then I got to thinking, this is such a huge thing. I'm going to try to drive it home for 3 or 4 weeks. That we start living life a day at a time. 24, say it with me, 24, it's all you have. One more time, 24, it's all you have. So let's go with the message now. And we got to roll, but the clock's on our side this morning. Come on, here we go. Let's look and see what we got. Title of this message, the first one in this series is called Do It Now. Can you say that with me? And help me now, do it now. Come on, we're doing good today. Good spirit in the house. People say it all day long. They say this, well, I'm just living a day at a time, one day at a time. Heard the old song, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. And we talk like that. We say it, yeah, I'm living a day at a time. Pop it up. But you know, I don't think most people do. Here's what I think about most people when they say this. I think they're lying. Because I've said that for years. Oh, I'm just living a day at a time. There's a difference in saying you're living in a day at a time and living a day at a time. Okay? So probably most in this building, if we say we're living a day at a time, I think most of us are lying. We're not. That's why we're going to do this series. And I'm going to see how many I can get to live in a day at a time. And this church will be blessed. Your family will be blessed for it. Your business will be better off. Everything will be better off if you do what we're talking about. It works, man. Days don't matter, and I know that ain't good English, that's why I put it up there. Days don't matter, and time don't matter to most folk. They just don't think about it. Day's Sunday, day's Monday, big deal. Boy, it's Monday, man, I got, you know, a whole week ahead of me. Thank God it's Friday. You know what I mean? We just live, days don't matter, time don't matter. It's like we're God or something. You know, we just got all the time in the world. Had a hard phone call last night. A 3-year-old baby, young toddler, drowned. And I got the call last night. Within just the last few months, I've buried a 19-year-old, I've buried a 30-year-old, a 49-year-old, and I lost count on how many over 60 I buried. Why? We just don't know how long we got, do we? Say, today's the only day I got, man. 24. I want you to just look at this, what Roger's done for us. Now look at it. Since we left last Sunday, August 26th at 12 noon, here's how much time has slipped away. Hit it, Rog. Here's Sunday. We left at 12. And there it goes. And now all of a sudden we on Monday. There went 12 hours. And here's Monday. Monday's gone, man. Look at that. Boom! 24. It's out of here. It's gone. Look at Tuesday. Boom! Remember what you did on Tuesday? Where were you to? Don't know where you're at to, do you? And then boom, Wednesday. Look at it. Wednesday. My gosh, where'd Wednesday go? Amen? And then look. There it was. Thursday. What'd you do Thursday? I can't hardly remember what I did Thursday. But it's gone. And then Friday. Well, I had a good time Friday. You're trying to get the ball game Friday. I know it. It's terrible. It's awful. And it's Saturday. Man. And then look. It's Sunday again. And guess what? We ain't got but 13 hours and this clock's ticking left in this day. Y'all getting a message or not so far? Time. Time. Boy, it's moving. Here we go. I know young people think I'm crazy. Got all the time in the world. I wish that was true. It's not true. Come on. 167 hours are gone since the last time we met. All right? 6 days, 23 hours. Woo! Did you live a day at a time? Did you get a lot out of each day? Did you accomplish a lot? Think about it. Keep looking. Got to move now. 24 is all I have. Just some thoughts. If you're always talking about tomorrow, you'll never get anything done today. Okay? A lot of people are, and I'm all for planning, but if you're planning so much for tomorrow, you're not going to get much done today. Why not plan to live today? Put that in your plans. The one area we have the most control over is what? Today. Well, I'll do this tomorrow. You know the lazy man's favorite day? Tomorrow. But do something today. The best chance that you and I have is right now to do what's right. Right now, I've got a chance to do something. That's all I got. That's all I know I got. I know you're going to be crazy by the time we get done. People who never start living in the now, watch this, it seems like their problems never stop. Oh boy, I got this problem tomorrow, this problem, blah, 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 blah. If you don't start living, you know, it's amazing. If you start living now and start attacking situations now and dealing with some things you can deal now, tomorrow just seems to be a little better. Instead of worrying, oh my. I don't know if y'all are hearing me or not. Living today means doing it now. Okay? Southern talk. Get her done today. Why not today? Today is a good day to get her done. Can you say get her done today with me? Get her done today. Why not? Why not? Why not get her done today? Come on, let's keep going. You can have all the plans in the world, but they're useless unless you take action today. Well, I plan to do this, and I plan to do that, and I plan to do that. Lord, help deliver me from people with all these plans. I love Joy's dad, Pastor Metz. I got to serve with him for 17 years by his side. Here was one of the quotes when he'd get frustrated with the staff or the church. He would go, do something, even if it's wrong. I loved it when he said that. They'll give us something to clean up or to fix, but do something. Move, man. Amen? That's pretty cool. Live in the now and accept responsibility for today. That's why a lot of people don't live in the now. Because I got to deal with some mess today. I got to deal with some of this stuff today if I'm living in the now. That's where you need to live. And by the way, if you think you're going to start living a day at a time when everything gets rosy, it ain't. Watch it. life isn't fair. Life is never going to be fair. And by the way, help me here. Stop looking for the tooth fairy. Amen. Look at it. Let's make her go away. Come on. That's what we do. Oh, it just don't get all good. Uh-uh. It ain't. There's no excuse. Okay? Life sometimes is a mess. It's rough. But you still got 24 hours to do something with it. Amen? Live now. Do it now. Take responsibility and live today. That's an ugly word, responsibility. But that's what it's up to. It's up to you. A few years ago, I had to take responsibility. I had to take responsibility for my day, or I was not going to make it. I was either going to get out of ministry, I was going to kill somebody. Something was going to happen unless I started living in the now. I started walking. I'm not going to get off on this too much. But I started walking in the morning. Sometimes I couldn't sleep. My spirit was so overwhelmed. I'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Crazy. People saw me walking at 4 in the morning. Because that's what I did. 4:30, 5 o'clock, I'd leave. And I'd walk down my street and over the bridge and to the beach. And I'd be sitting there on the beach when the sun would come up. And a lot of times I was so broken and burdened that I couldn't even speak. Then my wife started doing it with me because she couldn't sleep either. So we started walking together. And we'd get down on the beach. Get us a cup of coffee. Man, we were there before Circle K was even open. We'd get that coffee and we'd drink it and we'd share time together. And I'll tell you what, out of that daily walk, God started just blessing my spirit. And out of that daily walk, Fellowship Church was born. Out of pain, out of struggle. It wasn't like, ooh, I read a book, we'll start a church. Ooh, I didn't want to read no book and didn't want to start no church. Amen? But God did something that I'd have never dreamed of. And He did it by me walking and living in the now. How much have you missed because you ain't living in the now? Say, who knows? And your life ain't over yet, man. Come on. You got today. Who knows what could happen if you start living in the now? Come on. But you got to take responsibility. You got to quit waiting for things to be perfect. Most things that happen that are great, they happen when things aren't perfect. Most people invent something because there's a problem. Come on. Focus on what you can do today. Anything worth doing, say it with me, is worth doing when? Today. Why not do it today? Is there somebody you need to talk to? Get a relationship right. Well, I'll do it later. Well, I'll wait for them. Why wait for them? One of y'all might die. Why? Come on. Somebody I need to talk to. Somebody I need to tell I love. Something I need to give away to somebody. There's something I have I want to give to somebody. Why not do it today? Why not? Say. Why can't you? Maybe something cool you've been wanting to do for a long time. Why not do it today? My wife and I, yesterday, we got on our bikes. Crazy. And by the way, you put all this weight on a bicycle seat, it's painful. That's all I can tell you. That's not a picture you want to imagine, I know, but it's painful. But for six, we rode that bike yesterday from our house all the way up towards Beach Road, north of town, down that way, got on Minnesota Beach Road, went down. Stop worrying and start realizing, listen, start realizing this. I'm better than a bird, baby. Amen? I'm better than a bird. God loves me. And this can be a good day. Why? Because I'm better than a bird. He takes care of the birds. I believe He can help me out. Amen? But you got to think that way today, not tomorrow. I'm better than a bird. Look, you need to stop worrying and start realizing it. Listen, that worrying doesn't work. Look at what Jesus said the very next verse. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? I want to be taller. You're not. By the way, it doesn't work with weight either. Want to be skinnier? You got to quit eating, Jack. And Jill. It's got, come on. And Gary. All right? Listen, the point is, worrying doesn't work. Living today does. Living today works. If I tell myself, and it's something that's realistic, I can do, it can be accomplished today. So we got to quit worrying and start realizing I'm better than birds and worrying don't work anyway. Now look at the second thing. Say that with me. Stop worrying, help me now, and start having faith. And that's what not living every day is. It's a lack of faith. I don't care what you say. Well, tomorrow. Lack of faith, lack of faith, lack of faith. You know, you're just not living today. You need to start having faith today. I'll have faith tomorrow. That ain't going to do you a hill of beans of good, man. Have some faith today. Look at what Jesus said. Keep looking at the passage. Why take thought for your raiment, your clothes? Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow, they don't toil, they don't spin like we do, running, chasing our tail all the time. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Keep looking. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field and the flowers and that kind of stuff, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, burn up, dead, shall He not much more clothe you? Say it with me. Oh, ye of little faith. Stop worrying. Start having some faith today. Amen? How about stuff like this? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? Today. How about greater is He that's in me today than he that's in this world? Why don't you start living like, how about like this? All things do work together to them who love God. To them who are the called according to His purpose. And you might say, well, that's your mama's verse. That ain't my verse. No, that's your verse. Before Joshua fought the battle of Jericho and the walls came tumbling down, God told him in verse number 2, when He just started telling him the plan, He said, I have given this city into your hand, and the king and all the mighty men. And when God promises something, you can take it to the bank. Those walls were way down before they ever fell down because God said they were coming down. Y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Living in today. Okay, stop worrying, start having faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. You might say, Pastor, I'm not like you. I can't read the Bible every day. Why not? Why can't you read the Bible today? Tell me why you can't do that. That's just ignorance. Excuse me. I can't read it. I guess you can't read traffic signs either when you're out on the road. Or read under the television. Did I tell you Appalachian State beat Michigan? Did you see it scrolling? Amen? Listen. Why can't you read the Bible? Because that's how faith comes, by reading God's Word every day. Well, I tried before and I just couldn't do it. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do it today and say, you know what? Today's Sunday. I'm going to read my Bible today. Because, you know, if I go see Jesus tomorrow, it would have been nice that I had been in His Word yesterday. Amen? I would have liked to have had a little talk for Him before I saw Him face to face. Wouldn't that be nice? Say. Huh? Excuse me. Here's my favorite one. I don't understand it. Yeah, I never understood anything I didn't read either. How many guys are like me? The instructions come with the Christmas stuff that you buy or things you buy at the store, and you just take the instructions and you just do it. How many guys are like that? Amen? And we screw it up, don't we, sometimes? Well, life's too precious to live it like that. Got to get in the Word. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things that if you start having faith, your day can have hope instead of despair. Oh man, I'm hopeful today. How about this? Here's the kicker. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. If I don't start having faith in my day, I'm living my day not pleasing God. And who wants to live a day like that? Say. Say, I need to be in the Word. Why not? Come on. Stop worrying, start having faith. And then the third thing, say that with me. Stop worrying and start what? Worshiping. I don't know about you, but when I worry, when I stress, then it usually leads to complaining. I don't do too good at worshiping. I don't do too good at praying. I don't do too good at having a good spirit. Amen? And that's what it'll do to you. And if you just get it now, come on, it's 24 hours in a day. You're going to sleep 6 or 8 of it. You ain't talking about 16, 18 hours a day. Come on, it's not that hard now. If you focus, you can worship today. It can happen. Look at what Jesus said. A great passage. Look at it. We're just walking through the Bible. Therefore, take no thought, He says, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, wherewithal you're going to be clothed. For after all these things do the Gentiles or the heathen seek. You're no different than people who don't even care a thing about God. Your Heavenly Father knows you have need of all these things. And then this classic verse, say it with me. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Wow. Stop worrying and start worshiping.
Well, I ain't got this, and I ain't got that, and I ain't got this.
When you're saying, I ain't got, very seldom, it's doubtful that you're saying, I thank you, Lord. Amen? When I'm focusing what I ain't got, I'm not thanking Him for what I do have. Does that make any sense to anybody? He loves to hear you say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting me get up today. Thank you for letting me have breakfast this morning. Amen. Oh, thank you. I finally got a hold of Mitch. He's fine, baby. Praise the Lord. He's all right. Thank you. And now my daughter's a senior, and it's getting less and less time I'm going to be able to see her and look into her beautiful eyes and tell her I love her. Boy, days matter. Are y'all listening today? Time matters. I love this little song. You know, the Jewish day is different. It starts in the evening. That's the way they work it. Sundown, then you got your morning and you got your noon. And this is a verse in Psalms, and I used to sing it. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray. Will I pray and cry aloud? And He shall hear my voice. He shall hear my voice. Evening and morning and at noon. Evening and morning and at noon. That's what a day is. Evening, morning, noon. That's what you got. Worship Him in this period of time. Then I love this psalm, Psalm 25, verses 1 through 5. This is another song I used to sing. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. I mean, wow. Worship Him. Look at these other verses. 1 through 5, let none that wait on Thee be ashamed. Verse 4, show me Your way, O Lord, today. Teach me Your paths. Verse 5, lead me in the way of truth, God, today. And teach me, for Thou art the God of my salvation. Say it with me. On Thee do I wait all the what? Day. Stop worrying and worshiping Him. Amen? I don't know if this makes any sense to you, but it helps me. Say that one with me. Stop worrying and just start what? Living! Look at this last verse Jesus gave us. Take therefore no thought for what? Tomorrow! For the morrow's going to take thought for the things of itself. Tomorrow will be there if you get there. Sufficient unto the day is what? The evil thereof. If you want to be a worry wart, then fine. There's plenty of mess you can worry about right now today. But you'd have a better chance if you worry about what you've got today than worrying about what you've got tomorrow. Because if you're worrying about something today, you just might get something today done. Does that make any sense? Why don't you just start living today? And if you get a tomorrow, you just thank Him that you get you a tomorrow. Amen? And start living that way. It will change the way you think. A lot of times at breakfast, I'll read the paper. And I'll read the obituaries. Joy hates this. Then I go, I'm reading, and she's sitting over there, and I go, man, somebody 45 died. Man, there's a 21-year-old, honey. There's a 53-year-old. He's not much older than me, baby. She hates that time in the morning. So I've quit doing that, by the way. Hey! We don't know, do we? How many have had a relation, a friend, somebody in family that you thought they died way too young? Can I see your hand? Look at the whole building. I've been preaching before in this service, and the next week, I look out, and somebody's not there anymore that used to be there every week. That's hard. That hurts me. Amen? But thank God we're doing what we're doing, and we're telling about Jesus, and I'll see Him again. I'll see Him again. Amen? Live today. Now I want to close with this morning, and we're right on time. Thank you so much for hanging in here with me. I think it's been beneficial to all of us. If you'll listen to what I'm telling you today, I'm guaranteeing this, it changed your life. Amen? It changed your life. You say, I don't think so. Well, you're crazy. Come on. Here we go. James 4. Look at what James says. Look at it. We're going to go through real fast. Here's some help for you real fast from James, the half-brother of Jesus. Go to now, you that say, today or tomorrow, we're going to go into a city, and we're going to continue there a year, and we're going to buy stuff, and we're going to sell stuff, and we're going to get us some gain. James says, whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what's your life? It's a vapor. It appears for a little time, and then, poof, It vanishes away, man. Here's some help about living in today. Here we go. Number one, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Stop living in tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. It never comes. Once you get there, it's today. Stop living in tomorrow. Stop. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Number two, look at it. We don't even know if we're going to be here tomorrow. Amen? Why am I living in tomorrow? If you stop thinking that way, it changes your life. Number three, today is all we've been given. Today's all we've been given. Look at James, the next verse. For that you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live. We shall do this. We shall do that. Because today's all I've been given, man. It made me feel great this morning. I woke up, looked over there. There was joy. I wake up real early on Sunday. She's sleeping. I go take my shower. She's sleeping when I leave. I get the donuts. I like that part. I get me a big cup of coffee. I come here and I'm met by people that are waiting for me to pray with me. Their one agenda, these fellows' one agenda, is to encourage me. They tell me that. We'll pray for you, Pastor, that you keep going, man. How in the world, isn't that a good day? Say, that's a great day. Yeah, praise the Lord. That's a great day. It's a great day, man. Listen, so we need to, if the Lord wills, we're going to live. We're going to do this or that. Here's the number four thing. Listen, this is ugly, but presuming on tomorrow is what? Evil. Ooh, that's an ugly word. Here's what James says. Next verse, but now you rejoice in your boastings. What boastings? That I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to do this tomorrow. All such rejoicings is what? Here's why it's evil. My wife said this to me when I was doing this message with her. And y'all need to pray for her because she had to hear this three or four times. Amen. Lord help her. But anyway, she said, you need to explain why that's evil. Why is presuming on tomorrow evil? It's evil because of what that verse says, because of boasting. See, God is God and you are not. This is the only day you got. God is God and you are not. When you presume on tomorrow, you're acting like you're God. You're not God. Today's all you have. And presuming on tomorrow, I'm going to do this. It's okay to plan. But we need to say, if the Lord wills, we will do this or that because He is God and I am not. Can you say that? He is God and I, one more time. He is God and I am not. That's why it's evil. He wants you to live today. Plus, it's evil because of all the stuff you're going to miss that you could do today. Okay? Fifth thing is this. Not doing good today, say it with me, is sin. Where do you get that from, preacher? Next verse, here it is. Therefore, to him that knows to do good and doeth it not, it is what? Sin. If there's something good you can do today, and you don't do it, and you have the capability to do it, it's sin. Okay? That's tough talk. But that's what God has to do. He has to hit us right upside the head to get you to know, man, if you don't live today, if you don't do good things today that you can do, you're not right with me. Live today. Change your life. 24, it's all I have. And we've almost burnt up another hour. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. And then I close with these common sense things I wrote in my office on a notepad. All this is written on a notepad. I do want to say some of the quotes you see today, I did some reading, got some quotes from, and got a lot of good advice and good help. But here's just some common sense stuff from me to you. See if you understand this thought. You don't have to lose it to live it. You don't have to lose it to live it. I don't know if you know what that means. Pop it up, Raj. Life becomes so much more precious to people when they're about to lose it. You don't have to lose it, man, to live it. Why I gotta wait till I get sick? I'm about to die before I start living. Doesn't make any sense. That's what everybody does, it seems. Come on, we can do better than that, can't we? Say, we don't have to lose it to live it. Why do people do this? Why do people want to start living when they're about to lose it? Why? Because they don't think they have much time left. Pop it up. What makes you think you do? What makes you think you do? Boy, that's pretty rough. Won't you look up at God and tell Him, God, I got a lot of time left. I got tomorrow, I got next year, I got the future. Why don't you, if you're so big and bad and bold, won't you tell Him that? Boy, that starts to bother us, don't it? We don't know. What makes us think that we've got tomorrow? We don't have to lose it to start living it. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to stop thinking that way. Stop thinking that way. Stop thinking I've got tomorrow. Stop thinking I've got... I guarantee it, if you start thinking like what I'm telling you today, you'll be a better husband, you'll be a better wife, you'll be a better parent, you'll be a better teacher, you'll be a better student, you'll be a better friend, you'll have a whole heck of a lot more fun. Are you hearing me say? Come on! Live today. Common sense stuff. This is the only day I know I have. This is the only day Gary Clark knows he's got. And here's something else, common sense. Plain English. I'm alive, so I know I got this one. Amen? I got it. I'm here. I've lost my mind having it in front of you today. That's all right. If it means I'm crazy, fine. I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying this church. That's why I don't want this church to become ugly and mean and rude, and I hate that. Because that's part of my day. Amen? This ought to be a good day. Does that make sense to you? That's what we want when people come to this place. Even if you're not prone to talking to people or hugging people, why don't you do it anyway? Because you can, because it's today, and you might not have another chance to do it. Wow, it could change your life. Today's the day to be saved, the Bible says. You don't know you're going to be here next week. Why not today say, Jesus Christ, you're God, I'm not. I believe you died on the cross for me. I don't know why you did. I don't know why you love me. But I believe in you today, and I accept you today, not tomorrow, and not next week. I'm doing it right now. Today is the day to get right with God. If there's sin in your life and you're continuing to do something that you know is not right, why not confess that today and say, God, with your help, with your strength, I am a victor. I am an overcomer. I am going to make it. By the grace of God, I want to be right with you, because this might be the only day I have. I'll be right with you. It's not that hard. Look at this one. Today's the day to get right with others. You got some problems with people? Won't you humble yourself and go to Him and say, I was wrong. I was wrong for doing what I did. I was wrong. Not try to get something out of them. Why don't you just take care of your end? Amen? Try to get right with somebody today, because they might die. You might. Who knows? Today's the day to love my family. I've talked a lot about that already. Today's the day to love my family. Well, Dad, he's a crab. Mama, she's crazy. My daughter, she's mean. She didn't do this for me one time. Well, fine. Keep living that way. Man, if Jesus Christ can save us and we're trusting Him to send us to heaven, forgive our sins, have life eternal, my goodness, can you help us get some of this mess fixed? Say. Amen. But somebody's got to make a move, man. Somebody's got to move. Somebody's got to start, but it's the start that stops most people. Won't you be a starter? They love my family. Today's the day to give something away. Wouldn't that be great? You can go give something away today. I got something. I'm going to go give it to somebody. Somebody been laid on your heart. Wouldn't that be a great thing? Wouldn't you feel good about that day? Say, I gave something away today. Don't brag all about it, but just make you feel good. Why not give it away? Come on. Today is the day to encourage somebody. I want to tell you some news flash. When you're just ugly and you're always discouraging people, and you're gossiping and you're griping, nobody really likes you. Okay? We can't stand that. Why don't you use that tongue God gave you to encourage somebody? I know when I get up on this platform, sometimes I know I'm a little ugly. But I'm trying to kick us in the tail a little here. Sometimes I cross the line every once in a while. I understand that. Hey, now quit it. Today's the day to encourage somebody. We're done with the message. Here it is, Raj. Today's the day to do something cool. Cool, man. Do it. You want to ride your bike? Go do it, man. Do something cool today. Do something fun today. Well, it's not very spiritual. I think God understands if you want to go do something a little fun. It's not sinful, okay? Why don't you do something cool? What will people think? Who cares? It's my day. Say that with me. Today is the day to live.